Now, Ward 6 in Ballito is going to be invited to attend a public meeting. Wadaguza Council Ward 6 councillor Ayabonga Zwane is inviting you, if you are a resident of Ballito Ward 6, to attend and participate in the community meeting scheduled on Monday, the 11th of November. And the councillor is with me right now in the studio to expand a little bit, because clearly we would like you to be there. And he would definitely like you to be there, but why would you want to be there if you don't know what it's about? So this is the opportunity. So welcome to you, Ayabonga. Nice to have you back.
Thank you so much, Dave, and thank you to your listeners. I'm just here to actually encourage people to come and participate in our public meeting on the 11th of November at the Ballito Library at 6 p.m. Reason being, this is very important because this is where the community will get to interact with their councillor in person, and also the councillor can just give feedback on the things that have been achieved in the ward. Like, for instance, as I'm sure everyone knows, the street lights at the bottom of the Ballito village, they have been fixed. Some potholes they have been fixed after a very long time of trying to get the civils to actually come to the party and fix it. And also the staircasing, I think it's at Willards Beach. Yeah, it's at Willards Beach, south of Willards Beach. It has been fixed. So it's one of those things that we're going to be interacting and talking about.
Yeah. Now, you talk about potholes. Have you noticed how many have developed since the big rain of recent?
Yes, there's a lot that have developed, and I am aware of it, and the civil department is aware of it. It's just that the civil departments, they have had some challenges actually to come and fix those potholes. One of them, they say, is the rain, and sometimes they just don't, you know.
Yeah, but it's a fabulous initiative, I think, to make sure that as many people as possible attend the meeting, because clearly you are there to serve, and it's no use being there to serve if no one is going to be engaging with you to make sure that whatever service is required is put forward and put on the table. Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you, and it's just completely, you know, we're shooting the breeze here, but have you noticed of late how many boy races, I'm using that term kind of loosely, but loud, aggressive motor vehicles, bikes, cars, trucks, minivans, are screaming up and down the major arterials and some of the minor side roads in Ballito of late? It seems to be a situation that is growing. I've noticed quite a lot of a buzz on social media. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am aware of it. Where I stay, Townsend Road, there is a guy that is always with his, I think it's a dirt bike or something, up and down. I am aware of it, but I have not received a formal complaint from a resident about it, but I am very much well aware of it.
Okay, I'll give you a formal complaint right now from a resident. But do you only have to act on the complaints of residents, or can you take proactive steps?
Not necessarily, because I actually stay in Ward 30, which is just across the road from Ward 6. But as I said, I don't have to wait for a formal complaint. I just have to actually act on it as it happens.
And as a matter of interest, what steps could be taken to prevent or to at least diminish that kind of irresponsible driving? Because someone's going to get hurt badly soon.
I think the most that we can do right now, it is to notify our law enforcement so that they are aware of such of people that are driving in this matter. And also what I have picked up over the years of staying in Ballito, and you know what's happening in Townsend Park with people spinning cars and all of those things, I usually see them as the people that are actually doing those, especially with those dirt motorbikes, the loud ones. It's mostly youngsters, it's mostly youngsters, and I believe maybe us as parents, maybe we, if we can try and talk to our children, make them aware of the dangers and all of those things of riding on one wheel on the bike or spinning around in the park and all of those things,
Yeah, but clearly it's going to be rather difficult to rely on parents to talk, because some of those donuts are definitely burnt in there by people certainly over the age of 18, I would put it to you, mm-hmm. and therefore they are beyond the control of parents, I would imagine.
It would be a challenge, I must say, yeah.
Well, why don't we just put barriers to prevent vehicles driving onto the lawn? Isn't it a simple solution?
I will talk about the parks in Ward 6. For instance, Hillary Drive, there is a chain there. There are those poles. So yeah. it's really difficult.
It's a simple solution. I'm sure there'll be enough.
It's very difficult for a vehicle to actually go through there.
Exactly.
But maybe a motorbike can go through. And at Zen Drive, it's actually a drive-in kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just a general rule. Why don't we get together as a community and decide, do we want vehicles in the park? No. Okay, let's put barricades. No one's going to have a problem if that's the general consensus, and I think it makes sense. You could do that.
Yes, but only by the approval from the municipality.
I'll give you approval from the...
because we can't just go to municipal land.
No, surely. Residents. But I understand that, clearly if it's the will of the public, the municipality will, I presume, comply, especially if the public is prepared to foot the bill. And I saw on social media that there was a proposal. Why don't we do this? Buy some poles. Apparently there are poles available. To be installed, and all you've got to do is get a bit of labor going and ding, 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 away you go. I mean, it's not going to stop it completely, but it will certainly put it in. It's just one of the ideas. I'm sure there must be many, and that's why it would be important, I think, for you, if you're listening to this and you care, to pop along to the meeting. Now, let's talk about it. When is it? Where is it? And how does one get invited?
Everyone from Ward 6 is invited. It's going to be on the 11th of September, which is on a Monday.
Is that
11th of November? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say it's next, not this Monday coming, but the following.
The following one, yeah. It's at the Palito Library at the activity room. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6 p.m. sharp.
And all are welcome.
Everyone is welcome.
How long do you think it'll go on for?
I would say on my side, like an hour, 30 minutes, but it will also depend on how the public participates in,
sure.
in it. If there's more questions, there's more things to be discussed, obviously it is going to take long. But from my side, I'm probably looking at most an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to kill you, but I think it's going to be a valuable exercise for all concerned.
Yes.
If you are concerned, to be there, raise the questions that you have, make the suggestions that are required. Because, bottom line is, ward councillor is greatly bolstered in his resolve, if you like, if he knows that he has your support, clearly. So pop along, Bolito Ward 6, you're invited next Monday from 6 o'clock at the Bolito Library to engage with Councillor Ayabonga Zwane, newly appointed, recently appointed to the position. And how's it going so far, Ayabonga?
So far, so good. There are those challenges, but so far, I'm trying to get my feet on the ground. And there's a lot to learn, and sure. I'm learning a lot. I have great mentors around me, So, I would say so far it has been good, challenging, and learning a lot,
Well, we have your back, so to speak. We're looking forward to some great interaction. We wish you great success. It's a marvelous community, as you know, mm-hmm. and with good leadership, I think we can together turn it into an absolute beacon of what one would hope to be the society that everyone aims to live in.
Okay. Thank you so much to your listeners, Dave. And just one more thing to your listeners, Dave. They must please not forget about the Palito Neighborhood Watch Poiki competition this coming Saturday. It's a great initiative, and I would encourage everyone to please come and support the Neighborhood Watch.
Thank you. Amen to that, brother. There it is. My special guest, Ayabonga Zwane, Ward 6 councillor from the Democratic Alliance, inviting you to attend a meeting next Monday at 6. Be there. We'll see you.